Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, welcome back to the show. Monday. Good morning, studio!
Good morning!
Amy's back from Haiti. Weekends happened. Kristen's on in Tampa. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, thank you for calling the show. You have a question for the show.
I do. It's actually for Eddie. You were talking about your high school football team back in Arkansas, and it got me wondering about an update. Eddie, did you ever pay back that high school team you went and took your kids to the game?
Okay, so that's a great question because we never followed up.
Yeah, good question.
Eddie took his kids to a game weeks ago, and it was cash only. He didn't have any cash. So they said, go on through, pay us next time. Eddie was like, well, I'm not going in next time. So he wasn't going to go pay at all. What happened?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we planned on going, and then the kids kind of changed their mind, and they're like, we don't want to go. We want to watch a movie instead and get pizza. So we didn't go. And then last weekend, I was out of town, so we weren't here for Friday, but I'm going to go. We just haven't done it yet.
So you still haven't?
We still have not done it.
Go ahead, Kristen.
You made a promise.
Yes, and I've told my kids about it, and we're all on the same page. We're going to go back together and pay for it. I'll even prove it by recording audio.
Okay, boy, but like you should do it in a timely manner. That's also a lesson.
Yeah, I know, but we got to be here, and it's got to be the right time.
Okay, well, Kristen, you hear a lot of excuses there, but he says he's going to do it.
I'm holding you to it. You better keep us updated.
I'll do it. I'll do it for you and for everyone else listening
out
there.
In 2 weeks, if you haven't heard, call back.
I will.
All right, Kristen, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, let's go. How about this? Let's start the show now. Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So we talked a bit ago about this 7-year-old, Haley Dawson. She had a dream of throwing the first pitch at every Major League Baseball ballpark. And because she had one of those 3D printers that made her an arm. And so she wanted to use it to throw out the first pitch. There's an update. She'll be making the first ceremonial pitch during Game 4 of the World Series this year.
Wow.
That's legit.
Wow.
She got a call from the Major League Baseball vice president who invited her out to do that.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So to Major League Baseball, and to her, that's I see you. I see you.
That was I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Louisiana. At least 7 people were injured when an oil rig exploded in Lake Pontchartrain. Authorities are investigating what caused the explosion. In other news, good news. In California, officials said they're finally getting the upper hand against the fires. People are being allowed to return home in areas no longer in harm's way. And finally, in sports, in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers suffered a broken collarbone. He could miss the rest of the season.
Big three.
News, stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Get your Bobby Bones. All right, time for your positivity right now around the room. Everybody's got a good news story to share with you. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
Amy.
Omaha police officers retired one of their horses, Blaze. He's 18 years old, and they threw him a retirement party with carrots and apples topped with whipped cream on top. He said he's the strongest horse that they had on the force, that other horses looked up to him.
Wow.
And that if he was in the lead, listen, no joke, it says right here, other horses would know if he was there with them in the crowd, they were going to be okay.
Dang.
And they're ready for him to be free out on this farm, to walk on grass, heal up, you know, from working life on the pavement, and enjoy himself.
Well, I'm kind of into that party. Like, I would like to have a party with carrots and apples and whipped cream. Like, that sounds pretty good. Lunchbox.
There was this cop in Illinois. He was driving around doing his little patrol, and he sees this old granny on one of those motorized scooters, and she's stuck at the bottom of the hill. The battery had died on her scooter, so the cop got out and pushed her to the top of the hill so she could get home okay. That's pretty awesome.
It is. How about this one? There's this couple, and they own this like bed and breakfast in Tulsa, and they were doing a shoot for this magazine. It was like, hey, come stay at our place. It was all pretty, and they put flowers up in it. And they were like, well, we shouldn't throw all this stuff out. So we're like, hey, listen, they post on Facebook, anybody wants to have a wedding here, you can use all this setting. It's all ready to go. But you got to do it before we take it down. And so a couple's like, we'll do it. So they went and had a free wedding at this place.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's great.
So cool.
Yeah, because all this stuff was already there because one of the things they were doing was they were throwing a bunch of weddings. So they made it look like a wedding. And they were like, well, it's set if anybody wants it. And this couple got a free wedding venue and all the setting out of it.
I got a free tent at my wedding, sort of like that. The wedding before us, the night before, and the tents are so expensive. I'm not joking. I wasn't even going to put one up because they were so expensive. But the people from the night before, they decided to keep theirs up, and they said we could use it for free, and the rental company would come the next day and take it down. And I was like, okay. It's so nice.
Did you send them a thank you card?
They didn't have to do that. I never even knew who they were.
Wow, a mystery tenter.
I know.
Oh, I've probably heard about those. Wow. There it is.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox went to see Chris Stapleton over the weekend. That's good.
Oh my goodness, it was awesome, dude.
Did you go night one or night two?
Night one.
He played for two nights here.
Broken halos, folded away.
Pretty fantastic, huh?
Oh, fantastic. Nothing fancy, no fireworks, anything like that, just some lights. And the cool thing is my wife pointed this out, she goes, they never put the spotlight on him. Like, he doesn't want, like, all the attention on him, so it just is light, and there's no just concentrate on me. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's only four people. It's three instruments, and Chris plays lead guitar. He's got, I mean, it's as awesome and as simple as it could be. So you give it an A?
Oh, I give it an A. And
have you never seen him live before?
Never seen him live before. Well, I mean, at iHeart, but it was a, you know, a smaller version. You only see four or five songs. This was a awesome. Yeah. And if he ever comes to a town near you, you have to buy a ticket. Like,
I think our audience already feels that way.
No. Like, if it's pay the electric bill or see Chris Stapleton.
Wait, what?
Chris Stapleton.
Pay the what?
Who's see Chris Stapleton?
You what? I don't get it.
What? I said see Chris Stapleton.
He's saying choose Chris Stapleton over your electric bill.
Yes, your electric bill can wait. Chris smart. Stapleton may not come back to your town. Woo!
Yeah, he's still pumped from it.
Burn candles.
Don't want no preacher man to come around.
I guess he announced his new album too that night, huh?
Yeah. December 1st.
This guy. He's now the biggest Chris Stapleton fan ever.
That's his dude.
He didn't even know Chris's first name on Friday. Now he comes back. He's the biggest fan ever.
Hey, From a Room Volume 2, December 1st. Mark your calendar.
From a room. Not From a Room. That's the name of a studio.
Sorry.
It is a thing, though.
I understand I say it wrong, but whatever. December 1st is the important thing you need to get out of that.
You joined a fan club this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I signed up. I'm the president now.
He's been in our studio probably 10 times, and you never cared.
I know, he's just kind of another guy when he came in. Now that, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you had a good time. He's still, look at him, sweating.
He's pumped.
He's sweating he had such a good time.
Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Amy went to Haiti to see her kids, and I was watching your Insta stories, and I saw you on the back of some motorcycles, like driving through the woods.
Mountain,
whatever it was, no. It did not look safe.
No, I mean, it was safe because to these guys that were doing it, it's basically like walking to them, like they no problem. But I've never done anything like that in my life, and I was so scared.
Oh, it didn't look safe.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, they were on dirt bikes in the mountains.
Oh,
just flying around.
Oh, I had to tell my guy to slow down multiple times, and he, I hope, understood me.
What were you guys doing?
We were going to see the school in a village.
And you had the kids with you.
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah, the kids were with me and they were pumped. They were excited. I mean, that's how every kid, like, that's just Haiti. That's how they roll. And no helmets and all that. And I did have the kids with me. And I felt bad as a parent afterwards when people were attacking me online. But my husband and I, we made the decision and the kids were safe in our minds and we were fine.
So in your mind, if the rules say no helmets there, that's normal.
Well, I felt safe with the people we were with. Like, they do that all the time. It's not like they were getting on this terrain, no problem. Like, or terrain for the first time. They handled it, no problem. I felt safe in their hands.
Interesting. It did not look safe.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Uncle Bobby didn't like that.
You didn't?
Well, I was just like, are you crazy? Like, I don't know. I'm not much of an adventure seeker myself. So.
Well, to be fair, I didn't know that's what we were getting into. I thought we were hiking by foot.
Which is safer, I would say.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone against the Vikings. He's the quarterback for the Packers. and he's out for the rest of the year.
Oh man.
A big story, big sports story. If you sing in the shower, it keeps you healthy. Singing fights off colds and the flu. Researchers say that singing in the shower revs positivity, which improves your body's ability to fuel your saliva with illness-fighting proteins.
All right.
I sound great in the shower. Like, I would like to record a record in the shower.
Yeah, you should.
And I think we put my phone in there once and recorded me singing, and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, getting calls from record companies being like, hey, do you want to sign a deal? Who's more likely to pick up and eat food that's fallen to the ground, a man or a woman?
Man.
Man.
Surprisingly, more women confess to eating food on the ground.
Oh.
And
you'd think it'd totally be men.
Well, yeah. Men are just more gross than you guys are doing gender roles, and I don't.
True.
We should stop doing that.
Gosh, that's true. That's
yep,
true, too.
That's true. Just because you think all men are disgusting doesn't mean they eat food that's disgusting.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Kacey Musgraves and Rustin Kelly got married on Saturday in Tennessee. She posted a picture yesterday with her wedding bouquet and wrote, "The sweet morning after the most unbelievably magical night." If you're a Chris Stapleton fan, you'll be excited to know that From A Room Volume 2 will be out December 1st. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Decatur, Georgia. You know, one of those ATM couriers, those big metal trucks that deliver all the money. They show up to a bank 6:45 in the morning. They're like, oh, we're going to drop off some money. They leave the vehicle running, go inside, come out, $1.8 million gone.
The money truck just left the door unlocked?
No way.
They left it running with the keys in it, but they locked the doors.
That sounds like an inside job.
Wait. So they locked the money doors, but they left the driving doors unlocked.
And whoo, someone took off with the truck.
Oh, wow.
$1.8 million.
That's so funny. They locked the money doors, but they left the driver's side door unlocked.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So did they ever get the money back?
No.
Will someone be able to get in there, like, with a torch?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from the inside. It's like, from the trunk, it's hard to get in from the outside, but you just pull the seat down.
Oh, no.
Later,
they
just pull
the
back seat down and take the money.
Yeah, they found the truck later with no money in it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Inside job.
Yeah, don't
inside,
y'all think?
Inside job.
Yeah, there's no way.
Inside job.
It's like, dude, I'm going to be at the corner, fifth. And money.
Fifth and money.
I'll leave the lock up.
I'm going to
get
out.
Keys are in the ignition. Have fun.
He's like, I'll meet you in Canada.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
I always love a good happy relationship story. This girl was dating this guy, big hotshot Wall Street banker. He was out of town. They broke up. She drove his car into a pool and left it. Like into a swimming pool.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's a $100,000 car.
He
didn't even know until he got back and
looked in the pool.
The car was in the pool. They had to spend 4 hours getting the vehicle out of the water. Now, I'm thinking about this, right? And obviously, she's really pretty because this guy's a big hotshot Wall Street guy. He's got a lot of money, right? I'm thinking about this. If I'm the next guy, because you Google everybody you date.
It's true.
If I'm the next guy and I Google this girl, Christina Kuchma, and I find out she's driven someone's car into a pool, I'm probably still going to date her, but I'm just going to watch a little closer. You know what I mean? I just got to keep my eye on her just a little closer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because she's so hot.
Yeah, it just depends. I'm just going to keep an extra eye on her, you know?
Oh, jeez.
So Amy went to Haiti as soon as the show was over on Friday, so you flew over to see your kids.
Yeah.
You're back, which I was always nervous. I'm always nervous about that.
I made it back just in time.
Just in time? You just roll in?
Late last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, how'd it go?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
I mean, it was so good to see them. I hadn't seen them since May, which is a really long time for me. And they've already grown so much since then. That part's hard because I'm like, stop growing. But, I mean, all in all, it was an amazing weekend. And it's weird. Like, I'm a mom. Like, I'm not a mom. I mean, I'm a mom, but when I'm here, I'm definitely not a mom because they're not here. And when I'm there, suddenly I morph into this parent that has to, like, you know, manage children. And it's it's hard because I'm trying to figure it out.
Just wait. You have to do it all the time, right, Eddie?
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But that's kind of like me on the road. Like on the road, I'm not a dad. I'm all like a road life in the van. Then I get home, I'm like, dang, I'm dad again. So I feel you, Amy.
I know. So I'm trying to learn and I'm trying to like, you know, communicate. There's still the language barrier, but they definitely understand what I'm saying so much more. Like I can tell my daughter, she won't really respond to me, but I can tell her to go help my son with something who's younger. And she like knows exactly what I said and she goes and does it. So it's cool to see that.
They're totally going to sandbag you and act like they don't know what you're saying when they don't want to do stuff.
I feel like sometimes they're already talking behind my back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what are you saying? I'm like, English, English. And then she looks at me. I feel like they're talking bad about me all the time. And then when yesterday, obviously, it was time to leave. And I could tell my daughter was starting to act up a little bit at breakfast. And I think it was her way of being like, she knew it was time. And I was going to be dropping her off at the orphanage. And
what do you tell them?
Well, we had already prepped them the week before, big time. And so when we woke up on Saturday, she already knew. She already started, you know, organizing her stuff that she was taking to the orphanage. And so she knew. And I tell them, you know, today's the day. Like, and I went and took her aside and I said, I need you to take care of your little brother. Like, I'm going to be leaving, but we'll come back for you soon. And she understood and she took care of him. We had a plan when we went to the orphanage to have them distracted because normally that's the hardest part. And luckily our plan worked and then I didn't lose it or break down until we got to the airport.
That's good. You didn't break down in front of them.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that. I got to keep it positive.
So you left yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, like at 3:30 p.m.
And then you fly to Miami, then Miami back.
Yeah, this one was through Atlanta, but whatever. Atlanta and then here. Yeah, it's a long, it's definitely a day. I'm just so thankful that I decided to do it. I was questioning, should we do it? And now that I'm back, I'm so glad we did.
Well, next step, get him here, right?
Yes.
Jeez, let's get him here.
I know.
Quick.
Like, hurry, before Christmas. I want to have Christmas with them.
October 16th.
November.
That's pushing.
Yeah. No, but I have hope.
You said by May they would be here.
Yeah, listen, then I said by September they'd be here, so.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Thanks.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
A guy was so sick of his wife nagging him that he just disappeared 10 years ago. Spent 10 years living in the woods.
The woods?
That's hardcore.
He recently resurfaced, and he's back.
Okay.
And the family's cool? Like,
and we're back,
like,
together or what?
Back.
I don't think anybody's cool. But he just straight up was like, I'm going to get out of here for a while. 10 years.
I'm going to think about this fight.
You take some time. When you come back, when you're ready. He didn't come back for 10 years.
1, 2, check. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
So play along with someone in the car right now, or if you're on your phone at work, gather around the phone. We're going to play Is It Fake News?
Is It Fake News?
So Lunchbox will give us a story. We guess.
Okay.
Is it real news or is it fake news?
Is it fake news?
A former state employee in South Texas was arrested after he was busted stealing $1.2 million worth of fajitas. He stole them over several years. It was like a 5-year time period, but was finally arrested this weekend.
So there's a guy that was arrested for stealing $1.2 million in fajitas.
In South Texas, yes.
Nice.
And what did he fajitas. Do for a living, did you say?
He worked for the state.
Okay.
So is it real news or is it fake news, Amy?
It's real news.
Eddie?
Born and raised in South Texas. That's real.
I have to take myself out because I know it's real news. I saw the story, yeah.
That was real news.
Real news.
Real news.
But you two got it right.
All right.
Here's what happened. So this guy, and this is like a 1.2, this is really a $1.2 million theft.
Wow.
What he would do is he would order the fajitas to the place and steal them, and never the place never knew that they were coming.
Like a restaurant or something? He was
at the juvenile department employee center.
Oh, I
because they
gotcha.
They would serve food. And so how long, Lunchbox?
For a year, like 3 or 4 years, 5 years, something like that.
They would drop him off, and then he would just take them and go along.
So whatever they didn't see,
he was intercepting the delivery before they got there.
And then he'd resell the meat.
Wow. Yeah. $1.2 million in fajitas.
You know what busted him? He took a sick day And when he went to the doctor, they called and they were like, hey, your fajita delivery's here. Like, we don't order fajitas. They're like, what do you mean? You've been ordering for 8 years.
Oh, no.
Got him.
They checked the invoices and determined he would intercept county-funded food deliveries and deliver them to his own customers. He had a side fajita business.
And you want to know how many? It was 800 pounds of fajitas that got him busted the day he missed work.
800
pounds showed up.
Wow.
He got sick that day. Real news.
That was Real News.
Real News.
Real News.
That's amazing. By the way, our producer, Raymond, how old of a fella are you?
32.
So I've been told that Raymond still takes money from his parents to live. Is that true?
Yeah, I talked to my mom and I was telling her about my car troubles. I said, yeah, I had to end up getting a mechanic come pick me up in a gas station parking lot. And then I told her that I also had an alternator issue. And she's like, don't even say anymore. We're sending you money.
So, I just bought Raymond tires for his truck.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you pay for your, like?
I can pay for it. I just, at 32, I can't believe my mom still gave me money. I was like, this is awesome.
But what I've heard, too, is that you're asking people for odd jobs around here.
Like what?
Like painting a deck.
Staining my deck.
Eddie had brought up the idea that he needs some help, and I said, listen, we used to, all of our property is made of wood. We've stained stuff since I was young. I was like, dude, I'm great at staining.
So, also, like, isn't your girlfriend looking for another roommate?
She is, yeah. We had a spare, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's just a lot of things at once. Like,
man.
Yeah, we're just checking.
You've been in gambling trouble before.
That was years ago.
Okay, last year.
At one point, you lost your truck gambling.
True. So that was many Super Bowls ago.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. So are you okay? I'm going to ask you one time.
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Y'all need work done, though. He's your guy.
Yeah, he's making it seem like he just can't turn down help, that he's not seeking it out.
Eddie never did really give me an answer to that stain job.
Well, how much did you charge him?
No, he didn't give me a price. I was like, I'm not going to get rated and come stain my deck.
I'm sure that'd be cheaper than hiring like an actual deck stainer.
It's a little weird getting a coworker to come over and stain your deck.
It would also be worse than hiring as a deck stainer, too. So, yeah, you get what you pay for there.
I can think of some stuff.
Here's a dog, and it's an adult dog, how smart your dog is. And they compared it to a kid. A dog is as smart as a 2.5-year-old kid.
Huh.
Just like your kid, clingy 1 minute, independent the next, 2.5. Your dog knows about 100 words, like a 2.5-year-old. Your dog knows how to listen and follow commands. Your dog can do things by itself, but needs to be observed. And your dog is probably afraid of thunderstorms, just like a 2.5-year-old.
Wow.
So they've compared dogs and adult dogs' ages to kids, and that's where most of them fall. My dog is not dealing well with the chemo. Mm. It was his third time. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw Manza's story. My dog doesn't want to puke in the bed. He also sleeps in the bed. And boy, he had a rough go. I think he puked a few times.
Man, that was hard to watch.
If he's not like better today from the chemo, I'm not going to keep him on it. Like, because I'm not putting him on chemo so he stays sick. He can only take a few and he's done anyway. So I'll decide today, because he can only get 5 total.
And so he had been handling it well, though, but it's now that you're adding, or it's been added to, it's starting to affect him. Right.
So, I mean, the more that he takes, I'm sure it breaks him down a little more each time. So if he's not better today, because he's going to eventually bounce back, if he's not better today, I got to take him off of it. So I don't know today, but I plan to take him on the road this weekend. I've never taken him on the road before. We're going to Lubbock and Tulsa. And so, by the way, he's considered a service dog. So if I have to go get him one of those vests.
That's right.
Yeah. So if the theater is giving me a problem at taking him in, I'll be like, I need this, my service, because he's legally a service
certified
dog. Yeah. Yep. I paid money. Because I was trying to get in a condo once, and they were like, you have a pit bull. And I was like, he's like 8 pounds. Yeah. Like, are you serious?
He's a widow pit bull.
He's not even a pit bull. He's like a pit bull.
He's a pit bull.
So, yeah, I got to get this service dog all serviced
up. He can come eat with us, too, if he wants.
Yes. You can take him anywhere. And they just look super cute in those vests.
He can go on an airplane, but he's probably a little too big for that.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man. So Lunchbox lives near Amy. And he says that when he drives over near her house, he starts to see something kind of funny. You know how sometimes, like, if you were to drive, you know, you do like national landmarks. I'd never been to where all the president's heads are.
Oh, Rushmore? Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
I'd never been there, but imagine when you drive up to it, it's like, wow. Like as you creep up on it, you're like, that's crazy. It's, you know.
Yeah.
But Lunchbox is seeing that now with Amy.
Oh, man. I don't know what she is building, but it looks like a mansion is going up behind her house. You can see it. Like you start seeing it two blocks away and over the trees and boom, there's this big structure and you can see it. And I'm like, whoa, it catches your eye. You're not even looking for it and your eye is just drawn to it. Whatever you're building back there, girl, it is huge. Yeah, girl.
Okay, boy, yeah, you girl. Know I'm building a garage. We've
talked
about it.
That's a Taj Mahal garage.
Oh, I've been saving that one. The Taj Mahal garage.
What?
That
fake
one's
news.
Good enough, though, to keep. So how was the Taj Mahal garage?
Y'all, fake news.
No, I have told you.
That was real news.
Real news. Real news.
I told y'all it's sort of our backyard goes up on a hill, so then the garage is normal size, but it does look a little big on the hill.
Taj Mahal garage.
Yeah.
So even me, when I look out into the backyard, I'm like, oh shoot, is that like bigger than our house?
See, she just tried to tell me it was fake news, and she
I
just
know,
admitted
it's a
monstrous.
Little, it's deceiving because it's on a hill. If it were to be flat, it would look normal. It's just on a hill.
Wow, I'm going to need to drive by and check it out.
Listen, check out. It's huge.
We went into Amy's Taj Mahal closet.
Y'all stop. My house is my house is the same size as Lunchbox's house.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Wife was raving about your Taj Mahal staircase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all, yep. It's one staircase. It just happens to be wide, and that's the way. Y'all are rude.
We're all built differently, you know what I mean?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Jason Aldean addressed the crowd at his first concert since the tragedy in Vegas. He said that playing for them was helping more than anything, and that a day doesn't go by when he's not thinking about the lives that were lost there. And he just encouraged the crowd to continue to go to concerts, ball games, or even the mall for that matter.
I bet that was a weird
place
for him to be. First show back after that. Man, I was looking at some pictures. I was like, man, I wonder what was going through his head. Like, getting back up there again for the first time, looking out on a crowd. Since the last time that he saw a crowd was at the shooting. Yeah, that's crazy. What else you have?
Well, Joe Jonas is engaged to Sophie Turner. You probably know her from Game of Thrones. She plays Sansa Stark.
Mm-hmm.
Sansa or Sansa?
Mm-hmm. The second one, Sansa.
So she plays Sansa Stark. They announced by putting a picture on Instagram where she's just got a wedding or an engagement ring on, and it's big for sure. And he's like, she said yes.
And you didn't watch Game of Thrones, huh?
No, I downloaded the first two episodes, but then never watched anything on my computer, any of my flights. I just didn't get to it. I had girlfriends with me. We were talking, and then I was also trying to rest, and sometimes we're just emotional. I didn't care about anything. So anyway, it's fine.
Man, we should watch Game of Thrones. More than anything.
I saw on Twitter.
More than the update about the kids. I wanted the update about Game of Thrones.
Oh, sorry, but
that's what he looked forward to all weekend long. Like, did she like it? Did she like it? Did she like it?
Well, she's not going to like it. I'm just ready to get it over with.
I saw you put that on Twitter. You're like, I told her not to watch it because she's not going to even give it a shot to like
it. No, a listener tweeted me and I quote retweeted and agreed with them.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think you have the patience for it. You're too all over the place.
Case in point, I didn't even get to the episode. Yeah.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones.
Come on, Bobby.
We'll get an update on Amy's weekend with her kids in Haiti at the orphanage. Probably in the next 15 minutes or so. So I'd love for you to hang out for that. Now over to Amy, though.
The Morning Corny.
Where did the college-aged vampire like to shop?
Where did the college-aged vampire like to shop?
Forever 21.
That's so dumb. Because he never gets older. Vampires don't age.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Forever 21 is a shop.
Yeah, no. Okay.
It's a...
okay, I get it.
Thank you for explaining that they never get older because I didn't know.
Once Eddie sort of got it, he laughed more, or was that like a fake laugh?
No, I got it now. That's funny.
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
You can tell the other one, too. I feel like Amy was dousing on both sides of the spectrum here.
I had a good one right before, and then I had to go with Forever 21 Vampire.
Tell the E.T. one.
This is my favorite. Okay, I'm so excited.
But I don't think people would get it if they're not in their 30s. Like, and no one in their 30s got Forever 21. It was a weird mix here. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Okay. Why are E.T.'s eyes so big?
Why?
He saw his phone bill.
Now explain to people why that's funny.
E.T. phone home.
That's what he says in the movie.
Yeah. Do you get it now?
No, I got it.
I mean,
it's just, like Bobby said, there's not a lot of, I mean, the audience is very limited that knows that joke.
Oh my gosh, so there we come.
Why did the Addams Family enjoy breakfast? It's like,
wait,
the Addams Family, what?
What's your joke?
No, the point is,
like, the kids in the car are going, Mom, what is E.T.?
The Addams Family is a black and white show that nobody saw.
Everybody knows what E.T. is.
Why did Little House on the Prairie seems, let's go. Starbucks Stevens on the phone. Starbucks Steven, good morning.
What up, guys? How y'all doing?
How are you today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm over in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains, looking out into the fog. It's, like, crazy.
Oh, it's fall break for the kids.
Yeah, man.
So it's vacation time.
It is vacation time.
Now, I know that you put a resume in for our phone screener position. Morgan, did you ever find that resume? Because I didn't see. Did we ever find Starbucks Steven's resume?
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay. And so, was it a second one that he sent, or did we get the first one? We find the first one?
It's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Starbucks, I got to tell you, we've had some really overly qualified people, like super overly qualified.
Okay.
And I just feel like it wouldn't be cool if I didn't tell you that I don't think you're going to get it, like, an interview, like a final interview. Because it's only five people, and I'm telling you, the people that we have, they're like super producers. They're trying lining up for this job.
Oh, man.
I know.
Really? Okay.
I know. I just wanted to keep it real with you. I didn't want to just ignore you, and then you'd be like, I wonder if I'm going to get it. Because the people I've been talking to are like, I've produced shows for like years, and our shows in different cities. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I just wanted to be honest with you, you know? Even if it's uncomfortable, I'd rather just tell you.
This got awkward.
No, it didn't. Awkward's okay as long as it's honest.
Absolutely.
But I
get
disappointment.
It.
So how's that vacation?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, yeah, I'm totally disappointed. I want it, but I get it. It's all good, man.
All right. Just making
sure.
Go ahead.
What I would love is if you'd just give me a shot at just an interview.
All right, Morgan, like, Starbucks Stevens, wait, when is your interview? When are you coming back to town?
Man, I'm going to Dollywood today, and then I come back to town tomorrow.
All right, let me talk. I bet you I can get you in.
I get that you got people that are more qualified. I get that. Yeah. All I ask is just for a shot.
You know what? I've never been a guy to not give shots. And I think that's fair. So
yes,
we'll set it up. And then if you don't get it, though, like, I just want to tell you, because I wanted to be honest with you. I believe honesty is fine, even if it's awkward. But
I agree.
Okay, bud. We'll set it up then, all right? I will give I will give him a shot. All right, bud.
Sounds good.
All right, see you later, man. Dude. All right, there he is. I mean, we have people also have been sending us, like, donuts with resumes attached and gifts. I mean,
I would take some of those today if anybody wants to submit a resume.
What, with donuts?
Right about now.
You don't eat donuts.
I haven't touched any of the donuts that have come.
I
haven't, but today I would. That's why I'm saying.
Oh.
Hey, Morgan, I need you to interview Starbucks Steven. Add him to your list.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, he could. Listen, I'm never a guy to not give a shot.
Mm-hmm.
He could come and just.
He could.
That's
just
proof.
Be awesome.
He could. I just, looking at the list, it's a pretty crazy.
Super producer?
It's super. It's people who.
Really?
It's such a hard thing to get into, and they're like, I'll move across the country.
Wow.
I'll do whatever you want. And so, dance with the phones. Because our last two phone screeners, Morgan runs all the show now. Mike D is going to be a producer of like five other shows that we do and I do. So, anyway.
Times have changed.
Yeah, times have changed. It's true. Tom in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, you guys were talking about Amy's Taj Mahal, so I was just wondering if we could get an update on the potential buyer.
Yeah, so Amy got an envelope in her mailbox that said, I want to buy your house. And we were like, is this a scam? Turns out it wasn't. They came to our house. They've walked around. Have they made you an offer yet?
No, but I'm just now back in town, and it was the weekend, so I don't know if I'm going to hear something from the realtor.
Okay, so maybe tomorrow.
But I don't know. The guys are convinced they were casing my house for something.
Yeah, I was too. I thought that beforehand.
I mean, because I don't know about you guys, but real estate closes on the weekend, and they can't email or text during the weekend.
Well, to be fair, I was gone. My realtor knew I was gone. Maybe they're trying to come up with the perfect number. They're trying to gather the cash
yeah.
for Tom? The cash money offer.
How you feel about that, Tom?
I don't know.
It sounds a little fishy, right?
Watching out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm calling, going out of town.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks.
See ya. Ray wants his girl to have the phone screener job too, by the way.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness.
That'd be amazing.
Well, it would work perfect for her and her hours because she doesn't start work till 9:30, and that's pretty much when our show's done.
But again, that's why Amy isn't a part of the hiring. She goes, that'd be amazing. Oh. No, it wouldn't be.
No, it'd be terrible.
And it would be great because she does make a lot of breakfast. She makes a lot of food and she can bring baked goods and things.
Again,
like
this
that.
Is why Lunchbox isn't part of the hiring process. Amy wants a friend. Lunchbox wants food.
What did you like?
I would say it's a pretty, like, really, really good southern voice. Like, very pleasant to listen to on the phone, too.
Huh.
So, I mean.
All right.
So, you hit the music.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, I'm going to politely decline. She's got a full-time job. She's working in the music biz. She's good. She doesn't want to do this as a career.
Yeah, she does.
Ah.
You can't give her a shot?
Nah, not her.
Okay.
Not her. Ray and Bay in the glass room. Can you imagine?
Much.
That's too much. What do you think my life motto is?
Oh, man.
It would be fight, grind, repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
It's on my chair.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I just didn't have time to wait around.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I only have like just a second.
We only had 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this guy got a tattoo. I put it on my Instagram. On his bicep, he got tattooed fight, grind, repeat.
I saw that.
And I was like, that dude went hard.
Yeah, he did.
He said, this means a lot to me too. And I was like, that's awesome. Like for me, here's why it is. I think every day you have a goal and every day you get up, that's a fight. And doing it right every single day is a grind. And you have to keep repeating that over and over and over. So it's just something I came up with for my head, fight, grind, repeat, that worked for me. And we'll go around the room in a second. I want to know your life motto, okay?
All right.
It can be something you made up or something not. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think it's whatever works for you. You know, I keep little things. I keep my phone lock screen. I keep goals on it. I have a little whiteboard in my room. I keep goals on it, secondary goals. And then I have on my chair, you know, when Garth sent me this chair, it says fight, grind, repeat. Every day's a fight. Grind, fighting every day's a grind. And you want to win, got to keep repeating it. So come up with yours or use yours in a second. Lunch is already laughing about his.
No, I have not even said anything. I'm just trying to think of what my life motto is.
Yeah.
No.
All right, so we'll do that in a second. We'll come back with that. Also, Amy's update. She went and saw her kids at the orphanage and... we'll get the update on that in just a second, too, if you want to hear that story.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
You know, it's Monday, so you wake up, you're a little cranky, because you're like, oh, man. But it's not because there's a whole full work week. Apparently, when you sleep extra on the weekends, it makes you extra tired at the start of the week because your body clock is thrown off. So when you wake up, you're like, oh, man, mostly because... you're just not right.
That's not real.
Physically. Yeah, they say that it throws your body clock off by 45 minutes. It makes it even harder to get up on Monday. And you feel like you should be caught up, but you're not.
That's why you're supposed to stay on the same schedule on the weekend.
Nah.
I don't.
Well, no way.
That would be so hard.
No chance.
Like, we wake up on Saturday morning at like 3:30 in the morning.
Nah.
What, anybody want to hang out?
I do wake up that early, but I go back to sleep.
Okay.
So I'm pretty trained to
eyes
open. But then I can go back to sleep. Yeah. No problem with that. That's the Monday deal right there. We're back. I'm glad, because I thought all weekend, like, what if Amy doesn't come home? It's just, I don't know, it's not super safe in Haiti. And Amy went over, and she was all riding motorcycles, and it just made me nervous.
Motos.
Yeah. So
yeah,
you go
I know.
Over.
I was nervous.
Amy has two kids, and she's in the adoption process. 4.5 years. They tried to have a baby. Then they tried to adopt domestically. And her husband was in the military, so they kept moving. So every time you move, you have to start over. Then she went on a mission trip to Haiti, found these two kids, was like, these are the kids that I'm supposed to have. So you go, and you weren't going to go back. Like, you
no.
had made it, you weren't going back because it was too hard on them when you left.
My husband and I went in May, and on our flight home, we realized how hard it was on them, knowing that we weren't taking them home yet, and how hard it was on us, so we made the call not to go back.
But you did go back.
Right, because we thought, at this point, surely we would have our kids by now, and they would be home. But now, you know, here we are mid-October with no real date in mind on when they should be here. So, you know, we had to... alter the plan, and I decided to go down there, and I'm so glad I did.
What did you do? Like, what activities did you have with the kids?
Oh, man. Friday night, we just had dinner and then went to bed super early. They were tired. And
what'd you eat? Like, what do you have for dinner?
We ate at the hotel. We had an avocado salad.
Oh, wow. Great. Hey, mom's coming to town.
Nice and filling.
Oh, man. It's like pizza or something cool.
Come on.
An avocado salad. Come on.
It's what the hotel served.
No,
but listen.
I've been to that hotel. They serve meat, too. And treats.
Stop. We stayed somewhere different, and they did get meat, and they were so excited. Like, when meat came out, my daughter just kept looking at the waiter saying, meat, meat, meat. Like, she was so pumped. She hated the avocado. My son ate the entire thing. She eats, like, probably more like my husband would want to eat, and he eats just like me. He's an angel.
Yeah. So you Friday night you do that.
Friday night we do that. Saturday we had plans to go visit this village to see this school that we've been a part of supporting, and I didn't realize the trek we were going to have to go on to get there. Oh, man, it was quite the experience, and that's where we rode the motos on a mountainside, but we made it safe and sound. And then Saturday night we went to dinner. We got invited to dinner by some people, and one of them happened to be the dude that planned it is the former prime minister of Haiti, and it was his first time meeting the kids, and I hadn't seen him in about a year.
How can you not get the kids from him? Like, hey, listen, here's a piece of paper. Sign it. Former prime minister, give you the kids.
Well, that's the exciting part is, you know, you try not to, like, bring. You want everything to happen organically, and literally right when we sat down at the table and he met them, he looked at me and said, what do we need to do to get these kids home? And I was like, okay, so we're starting dinner off strong. And I just told him where we were, what was happening, and he called some guys over, and they took down my file number and did some stuff. And he said, we're looking into this Monday morning. He's like, we'll call you early next week. And I was like, okay. I mean, both my girlfriends were sitting right there watching it all go down, and we were all just, like, kicking each other under the table, like, okay, this is good. Like, I mean, he's a solid dude anyways, but it's face when you can see someone face to face and they can see you and your kids that you're real. They like when I mean, because he's a busy guy. I'm sure he helps lots of people. Why does he need to help me? But luckily, I got some FaceTime with him, and we'll see what happens.
When do you expect the call?
Wow. Oh, well, I mean, I don't know. Later today. Apparently, tomorrow's a holiday in Haiti.
It's always something. Strikes or holidays or something.
I know. But he said, listen, if I need you to come back and be in person, can you? And I said, absolutely. My boss is cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm the coolest. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, you can go. Okay. Bobby Bones, y'all. Let's go. Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, what's your life motto, Amy?
Well, lately, it's just kind of been all about perspective. And, you know, if you can't... So one of my friends texted me, like, a couple months ago, and I've just been clinging to it. If you can't change your circumstances, then change your perspective. So I've been focusing on that lately.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because you can't.
Right. I mean, you can't.
I mean, you can. It just takes longer.
No.
Your circumstances?
Well, yes. I do mean, like me right now, sure. Like me, it's been a struggle with the kids. I can't change that. But I can change my perspective and know that focus on the things that I'm grateful for and choosing joy and trying to be happy. And although it's
you are changing your circumstances.
Okay. I get what you're saying. But I can't, like, physically get my children here.
But I like the motto.
Thank you.
Lunchbox.
It's easy.
Oh, boy.
Don't forget to have fun. Like, as we get... No. Don't throw your eyes at that.
That's Eddie.
Go ahead. Explain.
Go ahead.
Because as we get older and we get these jobs and you have people have kids, you think about everything has to be serious and no one has fun anymore. You don't get on a bike and just go have fun or go play miniature golf or go bowling. You're so serious all the time. And like Bobby, he never has fun. All he does is work.
It's true.
You can't forget to have fun.
There you go. Your life motto is not wrong.
No.
But you laughed at it.
It's just funny.
Like,
it's just funny.
I thought it was a fun one. The first thing you say is, get on a bike.
Yeah.
I think, interesting.
You said have fun. We think it's funny.
Yeah. Producer Eddie?
It's real easy, man. Take it easy. Like the Eagles say. Don't take life so serious. Just take it easy.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why our room's divided into two parts. Amy and myself and Eddie and Lunchbox.
What's yours again?
Mine's easy.
Yeah.
Mine's all about working hard, baby.
Bobby, exactly. You don't have fun.
I almost went with, if you can't tone it, tan it.
See? Amy and I are a lot of sense. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's this guy, he had a little too much to drink, and he goes on a police chase. And they arrested him, and they're like, what are you doing? And he was like... It was on my bucket list to go on a police chase.
Oh. I told one of our officers that was on his bucket list to run from the officers.
Wild. Has that ever happened before?
I've never heard that excuse, to run from officers in my 28 years of law enforcement.
First of all, he was drinking and driving. Throw him in jail. Take away the key.
Yeah.
Secondly, movies and television, it does romanticize running and having a police chase and like having to turn quick.
Yeah. It's like, not cool though.
But it does. Movies does make it seem cool.
Right. But in reality,
you're gonna go about 3 blocks and hit a tree.
Not cool.
You don't know how to drive.
Yeah, or right. Hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Like.
Anyway, the guy, it was in Des Moines, and he was busted for 7 charges, no license. I mean, there's a whole list of things.
Do you believe him?
That it was on his bucket list?
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I can just see where watching that stuff makes you think you could do it. God. If you're not totally smart, you go, oh, I could do that.
Wow.
And they get a lot away with it a lot on TV and movies.
So you
think, oh, man, I can get away no problem. It's not that easy.
All the time they get away with it on TV. There was a pro golfer, and this is how hard it is to make a hole-in-one. So he had 500 shots to make a hole-in-one on a small hole, 145 yards. He had 500 shots, and he didn't do it. Hit the same shot over and over 500 times.
Pro golfer.
In one day?
Pro golfer. He did it for 12 hours.
Wow.
It's like, how many shots would it take you to make a half-court shot, Lunchbox?
Half-court shot, easily under 15.
Let's go to the gym.
Under 15?
Oh, no. I'll give you 25.
25 half-court shots?
You're giving him 25.
Easily.
Okay.
Easily.
No way.
Okay, Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Okay, whoa. If you can't do it in 25 shots, you have to stand out on, we'll put him on a busy corner, and like, we'll pick his dress and lingerie wardrobe.
Love it.
If you can.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, if you can.
25? If I make it, what do I get?
$100.
That's pretty good.
Oh, that's a deal. Okay. Deal, you want to shake on that sucker?
I don't want to touch your hand.
Yeah, you are. I'll shake on it for you. 25?
He just shook his own hand.
I know.
Hey, can we find him a gym for tomorrow?
Oh, I got a gym?
Okay. Oh, you do?
How
do you have a gym?
Man, I got people.
Okay, why do you just say things so vague?
What is this gym you have?
I don't know. But I do need an indoor gym, and I need a basketball.
Okay, so tomorrow, we didn't talk about this. He'll have 25 shots.
Amazing.
We'll do it this time tomorrow.
Perfect.
And you have to make, does anyone think he can do it 25 shots?
Nope.
No.
No chance.
I don't even know that the ball will, like, make it to the.
Yeah, I don't think.
Oh, my God. Are you guys fools? You're talking to half-court basketball,
Lunchbox,
right?
Your arms, like, yes. You can't.
What do you call it?
A basketball court. You're not talking like a football stadium.
Yeah, basketball, half court basketball shot.
Lunch, your shoulders, you can't.
Yeah,
like,
your
raise
arms.
Your
do you guys, you have, like,
do you guys understand that I do this all the time?
You do?
Maybe we'll do it Wednesday. Give us a day. We'll do it Wednesday.
Okay.
But I need to know more about how he does this all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
When was the last time you did it?
Is this your new hobby?
About a week ago.
Oh, why? Stop.
he posts all these videos of him nailing half quarters after this. Like, you have 25 shots, okay?
Yeah, 25.
Okay, 25.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
On my Instagram, I posted a video because today's National Bosses Day, and I was like, hey, what's up? So Eddie gave me his used banana.
Not used. It hadn't been open or anything.
Lunchbox gave me a Dustin Lynch CD that's been laying around for about 4 months.
Current mood.
That's his new album, man.
And then Morgan number 2 just posted a picture. Happy National Bosses Day.
Oh.
Cute.
Thank you. I thought maybe you guys have something a little exciting.
What do you want? Anything you want?
I don't like that. Hey, do that for your wife's birthday. Like, hey, I can get you anything, but you tell me what you want.
Okay.
It is Arkansas Keith on the phone. Hey.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. What are you doing right now?
Would you believe I'm sitting in a deer stand?
Oh, you are right now?
Yeah.
Am I hurting your game?
Nah. I think Matthew just shot over there. You remember Matthew Belize, Michael's youngest son? He just fired a shot, so I think we're going to have to go get a deer. So, no problem.
All right, well, just make it. Do you keep your phone on silent?
I do.
Okay. Arkansas Keith, stepdad, he's in the woods right now. But Mountain Pine, my high school, played another game, and they're undefeated in a conference, right?
Go Devils.
Yeah. He texted me from the game. We played Mineral Springs? No, that was last week. Who we played this week?
Spring Hill.
I posted a picture on my Instagram of the football team. How many players do we have? 22, 23, something like that?
22, 23. Yeah, I think someone was hurt Friday night, but about 23.
So they won again. Hey, Eddie has a question for you. Since we were talking last week, you said that he works at a park, and so he's seasonal, so it's wintertime in Arkansas. So he just hunts until when? When do you go back to work?
March the 1st.
He was like, how does he survive financially not working for 6 months? And I was like, I don't know. I'll ask him.
Well, I'm retired. You know, I got my retirement check coming in from Weyerhaeuser, and then I have my I draw unemployment while I'm off work too. So
wow,
no problem. Yeah,
no problem. Okay, I like it.
No problem. So anyway, you good? Everything else good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Trip back from Missouri was good.
The trip back from Missouri was great. Enjoyed visiting with Cammy. It couldn't have been better, you know. It's always good to see her for a few days anyway. Then it's time to go, right?
People, it seems like people are starting to really like you on the show. I look on our Facebook page and like a lot of people are like, hey, bring on Arkansas Keith Moore. How do you feel about that?
Cool, man. I'm a celebrity now, right?
You, yeah, I guess so.
Basically.
I guess you are. How old are you?
I'm 61 years old now.
People often wonder, like, how old he is, what he looks like. There's a picture on my Instagram. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see. You don't have Instagram, though.
I'm starting to get a little gray now. What can I say, though, right?
But you don't have Instagram, right?
I do not.
Yeah. He's not a big Instagrammer.
I didn't get him one.
He does text me pictures all the time, though.
Yeah, so, Kimmy, she showed me my photo on Instagram, I think, or something. Yeah.
Something that I posted?
Yeah. Yes, she did.
All right, well, don't let the celebrity life take over. It steers a lot of people down the wrong path.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you
get... I'm just going to stay true to the heart and stay in the woods. How's that?
Yeah, stay in the woods. Is it cold there or no?
It's a little nippy this morning. It's like a 45, I think.
Yeah.
Feels good, though.
Yeah, it's cold.
All right. Well, go Red Devils.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hey, I'll keep you informed, man. It's looking good, though.
So how we feel like we're going to the playoffs?
We're going to go to the playoffs for sure. We got two tough games ahead. Of course, Mount Ida, you know how they are. They're always strong, right?
They are.
And then Foreman, we have Foreman the last game of the year, and they're supposed to be pretty salty too. But I'm thinking if we can, you know, get in there and play Mount Ida a good game and beat Foreman, we're in good shape, and I'm loving it.
My high school last year had to quit the football season halfway through because we didn't have enough players.
Like we had no football team.
No,
yeah.
They had to quit.
Now we're looking at us going to the playoffs. Cool. I love it.
The tall towns like rallying
That's
around.
So cool.
Like you're talking about a town of 700. And wow. It's a big
deal.
So
we can go to state?
That's what playoffs are. Yeah. You go to the playoffs.
Like,
sure going to playoffs, but.
After that,
I want to
we'll
get in there and do good, man. You know, we got some fast boys. You need to get home and check a game out, man.
Yeah. Great. If we go to the playoffs, I'm going to go. I'm on the road every weekend working, but if we go to the playoffs, I'll try to be there.
Yeah, you That'd need to cool. go.
All right. I'll let you get back to it. See you later.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. There he is. Arkansas Keith. The old stepdad. Eddie?
I wonder what his buddy shot. Hope he got a deer. Be nice.
Okay, stop. All right, stop.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Watched a show on Netflix over the weekend called Manhunt Unabomber. It's really good.
Whoa.
And it's a Discovery Channel show that Netflix has. So don't download it if you already have Netflix. So it's up there. It's called Manhunt Unabomber, and it's about the Unabomber. Now, I was a kid, so I just kind of knew and kind of remember, but it's 8 parts, and it has Sam Worthington in it. And he's from Avatar, I believe.
Okay.
And so I was watching that, and I kept waiting for Sam Elliott the whole time to show up. And
oh, my God, that's who I was thinking.
With the big mustache?
Yes.
And I was like, why can't I find Sam Elliott in this show? Like, 4 episodes in, I had to Google, and I was like, oh, not the same person.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, Sam Elliott's in the Western.
Yeah,
big mustache.
It says the big mustache.
Oh.
So, but it's about the Unabomber, and for like 16 years, he mailed packages to people, and they blew up.
Wow. Oh.
Killed 3 people, injured 20-something people.
So crazy.
So he, and the show's fantastic, because I was reading after the fact how accurate it was. And the guy's like, it's 85-90% accurate. The guy who was the linguistics guy who figured out who Ted Kaczynski was by reading his manuscript and matching with other things he's written.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Wow.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. The Unabomber was... He graduated high school at like 15, went to Harvard at 16, graduated college... Went to taught mathematics at Cal Berkeley.
Jeez.
Was a genius.
When now, question. Did he... kill anybody or did he?
Three people
died.
Oh, people
later,
died.
Later on, and he killed 3 people.
Ooh.
He just kept mailing them off.
Wow.
What was his, like, why was he so angry at?
You have to watch the show.
Okay.
I mean, it's
I
all
will.
In
it
history.
It looked interesting.
But it's really good. The only weird thing about it is you can tell it's made for TV because a little bit at commercial, they get really dramatic and, like, try to hang you through the commercial.
Okay.
But then on Netflix, it's like, dramatic hang, we're back, you know?
I got you.
But Manhunt Unabomber on Netflix. That's good. That's what I was watching all weekend. That's good.
It looked legit.
That sounds good.
And then, yeah, there's other famous people in it too, but
not Sam Elliott.
Not no, I thought it was Sam Elliott the whole time. So I kept going, which one of these guys is Sam Elliott? Like, okay. So, and don't Google it. Once you start it, don't Wikipedia or Google it.
Oh, okay. That's what I do.
Just watch the show and then do it afterward.
Okay.
So the dude's still alive, by the way, the Unabomber. He's like 75.
Is he in prison?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. In prison. Yep. So anyway, it's history, so I don't mind telling you all that. He goes to jail.
Yeah, I think we know that.
Okay. And they show like old footage clips of the news and stuff, which I like in shows. Mm-hmm. Like in Narcos, when they would do that.
Yeah, that was the best.
So cool.
People mainly go to new places to get likes on their photos. Did you know that?
What?
That's the new.
Stop it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like new restaurants or new cities?
Yeah, so 86% of people said they're motivated to go to places to get likes on their pictures. That's why they go to a lot of places to take a picture there.
Oh.
That's silly.
It's called social media return.
Like okay. You get a return in
yeah.
likes?
Yeah. Like you go and, like that's a big deal.
Like why go somewhere that nobody's going to like?
That huh. And that's. And again, you're talking about probably mostly young people that go places to take pictures there. There is this thing with dudes. And the study published in this magazine talked to 30 guys who were either in relationships or had been before. And they said that guys prefer a bromance to a romance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see that.
They'd prefer having like a dude that they're like super tight with where it's like... What's the like? It's like a thrill to have a new friend, yeah. Like a new guy friend.
Yeah,
it's like cool because you're hitting it off, and it's new.
Male bonding's like powerful.
New male bonding, like guys would rather have new male bonding than a romantic relationship.
So wow. It's not like a okay, wow.
Because
the thrill of having a girlfriend and dating and the butterflies and all the good feelings, like you'd rather have that with a friend.
Because girls bring drama.
No, it's like TNT. We bring the drama.
If I'm being real, because women bring drama. Where if you're with a guy friend, there's no drama. It's just chill, and you just like do guy things, and no one gets mad at each other, like for putting the toothpaste in the wrong spot, or
wow.
You know,
wow, that's
not putting your shoes away.
Talk about your relationship
yep,
some more.
Go ahead.
No.
I'm just telling you
more.
About like things that happen in people's relationships, things like that. You don't put the toilet paper, you know, you just set it on top of the thing instead of putting it on the little roller thing, whatever.
These are all his fights. You
yeah,
understand that,
exactly.
Right?
He sounds like amazing to live with. He just like throws toilet paper.
I would think it's because with a new male friendship, you usually don't lose those. Think about any, quote, bromance you have. You're probably still buddies with them in some capacity. These romances, they come and go.
That's right.
Until you find the one.
Okay, but I'm yeah. just saying, any bromance, quote, I've ever had, I'm still at least buddies with the person.
Yeah.
It may not be as tight as it used to be.
So does this story or this research speak true to you?
I just, my circle of, like, my problem is this. I'm not around enough to cultivate a friendship group.
Yeah.
So when I do come around, I don't have a lot of friends. Like I was here this weekend. I don't have anybody to hang out with because I don't keep friends here because I'm never here. And so I just watched Unabomber. I watched 8
By
episodes
yourself.
Of Unabomber.
Now you're friends with that?
And my dog was sick, so I was going to have to be home anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But I do understand...
Like, you get this. Then
when you
understand.
Meet it, when you meet a new guy friend and you like hit it off, you're
it's
like,
awesome.
"This is awesome."
I got a buddy,
and you want to text him all the time.
And
yeah,
we're gonna hang out every day,
dude. This, we're gonna like send jokes and wonder if how long he'll text
yeah,
me back.
Yeah, he's gonna love this gift. Yeah.
Yeah,
I bet girls choose the romance over the like a girlmance. Is
that
there a name for that?
Yeah, I just call it pretty awesome.
Huh? Yeah, that's interesting. I thought you'd totally be into like meeting a girl over meeting a new guy friend.
Nah, I'm good. I could use more friends. let's see. Let me play this.
See Bobby in your town this weekend.
Look at that.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, we're going to be in Lubbock and Tulsa.
Your own imaging.
Yeah.
In your
yeah,
town.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
seeing you.
In your town. Yeah. You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
See Bobby in your town this weekend.
Yeah, so the Raging Idiots, Eddie and myself, we're going to be in Lubbock on Friday night and Tulsa on Saturday night playing. We'd love to see you guys. RagingIdiots.com if you want to get tickets.
Don't know nothing by yoga at all. Probably got to hit the road, but not a mistake.
We should talk about why Lunchbox is mad at the homeless guy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So he goes and you eat at a new restaurant.
I eat at a new restaurant and I have leftovers. And so oh, can I get these leftovers to go, put them in a bag, you know, and they give me a little silverware packet and all this, and I'm walking down the street, and there's a homeless dude sitting up against a wall, and so I'm like, you know what, he could probably use my leftovers, I don't need them. So I go to him, and I was like, hey, man, would you like my leftovers? And he just looks at me and goes, I might be down on my luck, but that doesn't mean I need some half-eaten food from you. And I was just like, what in the world? Like, I was so mad at this dude. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you're...
Well...
Like, I'm offering him food. The dude is probably hungry because
he's... Are you sure he was homeless?
Oh, he was... Oh.
He's just a guy sitting on a bench.
I've done that before. That's happened before, yeah.
I had, like, 20 bucks, and I was like... I was... Listen, listen. No. I was leaving some bars, right? No. It was like... Man, it's been, like, 7 years ago. And I had 20 bucks in my hand, and there was a dude, and he looked down and out. Yeah. And I was like, here, dude, here's 20 bucks. And he was like... I'm just sitting on the ground.
I'm just hanging out.
Oh, no. This dude was for sure homeless.
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
The smell and the look and the, yes, he was homeless. And he said, I might be down on my luck, but that doesn't mean I want some half-eaten food from you. And I just want to say, you should be grateful I'm offering you anything.
What did you do? Instead, I should have said. What did you do?
I said, fine, then I'll take it and I'll go on and you can be here and be miserable.
You said that.
Yes. Word for word?
Yeah.
You did not.
I may have used a curse word.
Oh, come on.
Why is he rude to me? I tried to do something. I did something nice. He would ask me for a dollar, but instead I tried to
give
him.
How do you know I would ask you for a dollar?
No, I'm saying sometimes they do.
Yeah, but you're accusing him of something he hasn't done.
But what did I do wrong? Was it rude of me to offer him food? Like, is that degrading to them?
No, but you shouldn't be offended by the fact that he doesn't want your half-eaten food.
It's not rude to offer, but you can't be offended when he doesn't take your
offer.
Oh,
I'm offended because you...
All right. Okay. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, you're not going to like this idea very much, but there's a new gadget that's been designed to keep people from using gadgets like your phone. So say you want light on.
It's called rope. Tie your hands up. Cheap.
No, but it's this thing that, you know, hooks up with the lighting in whatever room you're in. And if you want electricity, I guess, your phone has to be sitting on it.
So we're buying gadgets to keep us from using gadgets. When will the cycle ever end? This is the worst idea. I'll take three, please.
If you grab your phone, boom, you have no lights on, so you can't really see.
Until you turn it off and go, this was annoying and a waste of money.
I know, but it just seems to me that like people are capitalizing off the fact that we're addicted to our phones. So many ideas. Okay, the owners of the Breaking Bad house, they're putting up a 6-foot-tall fence.
Yeah,
an
I saw
iron one.
People keep throwing pizzas on top of it.
Yeah, they're tired of people coming by the house. There are people that actually live there. The show's been off the air for 4 years, and they're over it.
Yeah, okay, that's part of it. That's on them. Don't buy the Breaking Bad house if you don't want people coming by the Breaking Bad house.
Yep.
Like, no, that's on them. You know you're buying a house in what's arguably the best piece of American television in the past 25 years.
Oh.
You're buying that house, and you don't want people coming by staring at it and in it all the time? They're crazy. Move. Sell it.
It's so just the pizzas, though.
It doesn't matter. You're still buying that drama.
Yeah.
Put a fence up.
Do you think they lived there in Breaking Bad Kingdom and said, hey, we want to use your house, or they used a house and then they sold it?
Yeah, I was wondering.
Because I'm like, if you lived there beforehand, I get it.
Either way, you let them use it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a decision you made.
Yeah.
I do not feel bad for them.
To consider the success of the show. But it's going to be a 6-foot-tall iron fence.
Why? What's with the pizzas? What do I not remember about the pizzas?
Yeah, he gets mad. He gets in a fight with his wife, and he goes up there and throws the pizza.
Oh, it's just one time.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. One time. Oh,
okay. All right.
People or fans are also stealing rocks from the house to keep as souvenirs.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can't buy the full house and get mad when people come up to take pictures on the porch. I don't feel bad for them. What else?
California just became the first state to ban pet stores from selling dogs, cats, and rabbits unless they come from shelters or rescue groups.
I feel like we did that in like a Tell Me Something Good like a couple months ago.
A couple months ago?
Yeah.
But they just became the first state?
Did that just get delivered to you via the wagon, the Pony Express?
We got a telegram.
This just then.
Could it be that they put the proposal out there
maybe
and they just
now
voted
it's
on
in.
It?
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. It doesn't stop it completely and it's one state, but I think, listen, I'm doing a photo shoot with my dog tonight, by the way, about adopting.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And so this was set up a long time ago before he got sick. So I'm kind of glad it's happening now. He struggled for a bit. But yeah, it's let me look here. So it's called I Saved My Best Friend. I'm doing a photo shoot with my dog, and it's encouraging people to go and adopt dogs instead of buying them from like a breeder or a pet store. But that's I love awesome. If pet stores are taken up from shelters. There's just a lot of dogs and cats that need homes.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Okay, and lastly, Amazon is now selling a suction cup that you can put in your shower glass area if you're taking a bath or a shower, and it'll hold your glass of wine while you...
No, stop it.
What?
That's funny.
What? It's called the Sip Caddy.
The glass of wine.
So you can check it out on Amazon. It's available. Sip Caddy.
All right, thank you. There's Amy's pile this morning.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Lunchbox goes out to dinner this weekend with his wife. He's walking out with leftovers. Sees a guy who he assumes is homeless and says, hey, how about some food? And what's he say back to you?
I may be down on my luck, but that doesn't mean I need some half-eaten food from you.
And so Lunchbox gets upset and yells back at him, and all of a sudden we have ourselves an incident.
Wow.
Hello, Kaylee in Murfreesboro.
Hi there.
Hey, go ahead.
I have never in the history of your show agreed with Lunchbox.
All right.
And I finally agree with Lunchbox. I think a simple no thank you would have done the trick.
Instead of Lunchbox yelling at him.
No, instead of the homeless guy saying, I may have been down on my luck, but I don't want your half-eaten food.
Yeah, we can't really control him.
But I agree with Lunchbox. I think that was rude of him. I think that he should have either taken the food, thrown it away, or said no thank you.
All right. Listen, if someone just comes up to me, though, and says, hey, have some food, and I'm walking down the street.
With a big bite on it.
I'm probably going to be like, no thank you.
I'm okay.
I'm good. Like, you just should walk and say, oh, my bad, buddy. That's it.
Right. But the fact that he was so rude about it put me in a bad mood, and I had to fire back at him.
Like, he didn't
I was,
approach you. You approached him.
I approached him, and all he said, no, I'm good. Then I said, okay, have a good night.
Hey, Tony in Tampa.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
No problem. You know, I love all of you guys. Amy, you're compassionate. Bobby, you're a realist. But I'm going to have to lean with Lunchbox on this. I'm a paramedic. I'm driving up and down the road. I see a homeless guy. And holding up a sign, hungry, anything helps. So I gave him my lunch that I had brought from home. And he looks at it, scoffs at me, and throws it on the ground.
But can I say, if he's saying anything helps hungry, that's a difference than some dude just chilling. For no reason at Lunchbox goes, I'm trying to look at his perspective. Like, I didn't ask somebody to come up to me. I'm just sitting on the sidewalk having a good night. Some dude comes up with a half-eaten shish kebab, putting it in my face.
I don't know, man. I'm a big boy. If somebody hands me food, it's free. It's for me.
Yeah, I hear you, Tony. Hey, listen, Tony, I appreciate the call, man. Like, I appreciate you for calling, buddy.
No, bro, I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Let me do one more. Hey, Tiffany of Virginia.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I have to agree with Lunchbox, and my daughter's going to be very upset with me for that because she is your biggest fan.
But what are you agreeing with? Like, mm-hmm. I don't really have an argument point except for here's a guy sitting there. Regardless of what Lunchbox does, he shouldn't have got mad. The guy was just sitting there, never asked to be approached.
So I think that, while I don't agree with Lunchbox for necessarily yelling at him, I think that the man could have been more respectful and simply said no thank you. I've offered obvious homeless people food before that I had gone and bought. It wasn't half eaten, and they turn around and they ask me, can I just have the money?
And I think that's on them, and you don't have to give them any money. Like, that's still on them.
I mean, I'm shocked that these callers are like agreeing with him. I mean,
they're just looking at it differently, as Lunchbox is. He didn't ask for your assistance and then turn it down once you gave it to him.
Right, but I didn't ask for his rudeness either. The fact that he was rude about it really just...
Let me just throw some perspective at it. You look like a dumpster fire a lot of times.
Okay.
Would you agree? No. Would you agree with that?
I look like a dumpster fire all the time.
Like, you don't
times.
Shave, you smell funny,
Got
you wear
it.
The same clothes every day.
Check all those boxes.
If you're just sitting there and someone comes up and is like, ooh, I feel bad for you, sir, have this. You're going to feel a little weird, right?
And I'll probably say, oh, no, I'm good, man. I'm not going to say, I may be down on my luck, but that doesn't mean I need your hat. The way he said it.
All right. I'm sorry it happened to you, buddy. Oh, the Bobby Bones Show. All right, we're going to go say thank you for listening here. You can listen to the entire show back from when we started this thing 5 hours ago. Just go to iTunes, iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show. And I appreciate you being here. We'll see you on Tuesday. We had a pretty big week. We're just lining up all the guests. I don't want to say who's coming in this week, but for sure Darius is going to come and play. And for sure I got like two other people lined up. But we're going to go. We'll see you. Thank you for being here. And again, anything you missed, bobbybones.com, including the fajita story. Where
that's a good one.
The guy stole over $1 million in fajitas. Like, that's possible because he did it. How he did it? Go to bobbybones.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.